Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. It's your girl Tully Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth, my good people.
Good morning, afternoon, and good evening, everyone. How was your weekend? Hola, mi gente. Yes. How was your week, Tully?
It was pretty good. Had a lot of meetings, had a lot of work to do at work, of course. But other than that, it was amazeballs. So what about you, my love?
That's good. My week was tiring, as usual. A lot of planning, a lot of organizing, a lot of getting stuff done for the month of December. I'm excited and I'm exhausted at the same time.
Sounds about right. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sorry. You know, I always got something going on over here.
Okay, because it went in and out. I was like, what's going on?
Oh, it did?
It did.
Okay. I hear it. Okay. All righty then. Right. So, all right, y'all. Let's get into the ties with Telly for this week. Yo, like, so my mind is a little blown. This weekend, there is a convention called Complex Con in California. It is basically bringing everything that I talk about into one. So Complex Con is a, like I said, convention, and they talk about you know, our culture, hip-hop, graphic art, all that meets into one. So they have speakers and they have like exclusive sneaker launches and concerts and all type of shit, like, blew my fucking mind. So they started in 2016, and so this is their third year doing it. So I looked up to try to see who the hell is Complex, because I was like, what is that? So Complex is an American New York-based media platform for youth culture, which was founded as a bi-monthly magazine by fashion designer Mark Mikulski. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know who that is, it's Mark Echo.
Okay, because the name sounded familiar.
Right. It's Echo. So Complex started as a magazine, but now it is a basically a media-based company. Girl, when I tell you they got their hands in everything, they have their hands in everything. They in 2007 they became Complex Media, in order to fully capitalize on, you know, digital media. So in 2010 they had their ads go up to 154%. And they have brands that they're promoting as far as Ford, McDonald's, Nike, Adidas, Apple, of course. So they absorbed like different sites. They acquired a site called Pigeon and Planes. They do indie music, and that's a rap blog. And then, you know, the website that I always go on to look for my Ties with Telly Soul Collector. They own that. They got a entertainment and culture website with Mountain Dew called Green Label. They have an NBA theme website called Triangle Offense, and they're partnered up with Bacardi. Like,
okay.
Right. So anything, basically shoes, in sports, arts, whatever you want, it's on complex.com. So ComplexCon is basically a convention that incorporates everything, and they got some bomb ass speakers this year. They got Virgil Abloh, they got Issa Rae, Karen Civil's gonna be there. They have Lena Waithe. So this year's theme, let me go to it. This year's theme for ComplexCon, well, what they're going to be, it says they will focus on the enlightenment and empowerment of the individual, reflecting the issues and conversations that permeate and influence culture today, from entertainment to art to politics. Right. So it says the groundbreaking festival and exhibition that brings together pop culture, music, art, food, style, sports, innovation, activism, and education.
That sounds dope.
All in one little room. And the cultural director slash executive chair is Pharrell Williams.
Okay, Pharrell.
Listen, I am just in awe. Shouts out to them because, man, this is just like, this is big. I can't, that's the only word, huge, magnanimous, like
People out here living their best life.
right. Girl, this is very inspiring, very inspiring. And I haven't, I'm not gonna say what sneaker I'm gonna pick this week because they got like at this convention, they have like limited shoes that's coming out that I'm just gonna pick one of them, but I'm gonna surprise y'all.
So we gotta look out for it.
Right, look out for it because when I tell you they dropping all type of stuff, they got a collab with Pusha T coming out. They got a Dragon Ball series sneaker coming out, and
Dragon
all of
Ball
this,
Z?
yes, Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Dragon Ball.
See how that look.
Right, exactly. So, girl, when I tell you, y'all be on the lookout. It's gonna be something fire. All right. All
All
right.
right. I'm
Oh,
interested to see in the Dragon Ball Z shoes, though.
right. And you know what? I think I'm gonna make this a goal for me to go next year. It's every November. So the beginning of November. So I think I want to go. The VIP tickets were only $325.
That's not bad.
Right. But then you know this plane ticket coming from Florida, California. Oh my God. Okay.
It depends on when you buy
Girl, I'm gonna have to buy, look, January. Let me just go ahead
it.
and figure this out now, honey. But yes, y'all, that is my ties with Telly this week, y'all. Hope you liked it.
Now, ready for the tea. What is the
Yes.
tea of the week?
I cannot. So this week's episode, we decided to talk about, drum roll please.
Let me get it popping. Hold on.
Okay. Right. Boom. Online dating, my niggas. Online dating. As you can see, we are a digital generation.
We
Everything we
are.
do is on the computer. Every single thing we do is on the computer. So now our love lives have subjected to us being on the computer, making connections that way. Now we can talk to somebody all the way in China if we wanted to. Right. So, Moni, have you ever had a online dating experience?
Honestly, I have not. Like, people have reached out to me, you know, and I have gone on a couple of dates, but for it to be taken like seriously or like into something like real, real, as Ha Ha Davis would say, you know, he do the little double word, real, real. It wasn't real, real. But I never experienced online dating. I have downloaded like the apps and things like that,
What
but
apps?
I don't remember. Probably like Kristen Mingle or Black People Meet. I went on those sites. But I always unregistered the next day. So I made a profile. And then the next day, I just deleted it.
Okay.
So, I, for me, no, I've never done it. Well, what about you?
I sure have. I sure have. So, I don't know if you remember, what is this? Black Planet. So, when Black Planet first started, it was kind of like, you know, Facebook, all that. But Black Planet, you was meeting people on that. You know what I'm saying?
I use Black Planet just to post my pictures on and talk.
Girl.
They and was, promote
they,
stuff.
They was hooking up on Black Planet, okay? Black Planet.
I had a Black Planet since middle school.
Well, you wasn't hooking up on that, but.
I was a digital person. I was building websites in middle school, so I was in everything on the internet. But I was never seeking for people. I was just there.
Maybe they was talking, honey. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
And I made it. I had a POF, Plenty of Fish. No, ma'am. Let's just say don't go on there. It's still out there. On and popping. I've also made a Black People Meet profile. And I actually did meet someone on there. And we actually started dating for a while, and you know, we broke up because I'm single as a dollar bill. So, but it wasn't a bad experience. Like, for me, at least they were who they say they were. You get what I'm saying? Because, you know, niggas be out here catfishing.
Well, you are the one of the lucky ones.
Thank you, Jesus. Because, baby, because
everybody's gonna have that experience.
Right. But even when, like, on Facebook, sliding in DMs and stuff, like, bro, people be having fake accounts. You got to go do. But see, this is why I always do background checks.
Yes. Whenever I need a background check, ran, I run to Telly. And she is accurate to the T.
I will find you. Don't lie.
Because the thing about it is, like, okay, when it comes to Instagram, if you, like, nobody can never say they don't know how Moni looks. Nobody can ever say
right.
That. If I'm like a social media presence and you slide in my DMs and all I see on your profile is memes and pictures and quotes and stuff, you're suspect to me, sir. You be the you can be the finest thing on earth. You still suspect. You still suspect to me if I don't see no pictures.
Right.
Like, what's going on? Like, why are you hiding yourself? Why are you trying to come at me like I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, we can do this, and I don't even know how you interact. Like, come on,
baby, I don't know you from a piece of paper on the floor.
Yeah,
you hear me?
Yeah, no, that just it don't go for me. Because it's like with dudes don't really put their personal lives and take as much pictures as we do. Some dudes do.
Some dudes do, but, you know, you gotta watch them.
Exactly. But that's the crazy part about it, because some dudes actually genuinely want to build a brand. And I understand that. And then some dudes just be posting pictures. It all depends on how they post it. You'll start seeing them little hints.
Right.
In their pictures. That little gleam in their eye.
Come on, gleam.
Some be having gleams now.
They do.
They be taking good pictures, but you could just tell. It's a lot. But, you know, I've had people in my DMs as well, but I just never really. And then it's like, they don't even, like, start a conversation. They just be like, what you doing?
Right.
They don't spell what you doing. They put WYD. What?
They don't start articulate conversations. You be like, bruh.
Like, bro, go to the next girl with this, because this is ridiculous.
I mean, I don't blame you. Like, on Black People Meet, I only had my profile for a month. And, of course, you already know, like, people was flowing in like crazy, you know, blase. Talked to a couple of them on the site. Literally, probably one person got my number, my actual number. And after that month, I had shit, because I said this was an experiment, so I was like, let me go on here to see what's up. I went on there and I found somebody. Okay, cool. Shut it down. We met, like, even after I gave him my number, I didn't meet him until like a month after that.
Yeah.
because I was like, no, but I'm not trying to, you know, rush anything or whatever. But, you know, we ended up being together and it was a good relationship, but it's over. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? At least, like you said, at least I didn't get catfished. I was a lucky one because, baby, I'd have been so mad.
Not only catfish, there's people out here robbing people and doing all
right and
things.
Killing people and
I don't
all
got
type
time
of stuff.
For that.
Oh, but you know me, baby. You already know the drill. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to get the license plate. I need your license, sir, because uh-huh. I need to take a picture to send to my friends. I have to send it to my unit. Okay, mm-hmm. Close and far, just in case something happens.
Understandable, child.
You already know I don't play them type of games. Huh? And like you said, background check? Oh, I'm with it. Because people lie. They be like, oh, yeah, I'm single. Mm-mm, no, baby, you got a wife and a harem of children.
Yes.
What's the point of you lying?
There we can. Let's talk about you. So you never had a negative experience ever, right? When it comes to online dating or just DMs, period?
I mean, yeah, I have. Not really. I had to think. I'm like, do I have? Nah, because I cut the bullshit off when I see it. Just like you don't play the. I don't have time, baby. I'm not gonna entertain you and your foolishness.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was negative because I really didn't fall too deep in it. But right. I had several married men approach me saying that him and the wife would like to do extracurricular activities with me.
Oh, yeah, no.
I could count on more than one hand how many times that has happened to me.
Right, right.
And I'm just like, so I just look like a side piece? I don't understand.
No, but they try to see if you're going to go for it.
I understand that. But I ain't willing to. That's where I'm coming from. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
That's you know, they just, you know, niggas like to try. I'm like, oh, let me see if she's going to be up for it. Oh, she up for it? All right, cool. Knowing good well, half the time, the woman or the wife or girlfriend doesn't even know what they're doing.
Lord.
Nah, don't get me wrong. Some get down with the get down.
Mm-hmm.
But a majority of them do not.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. I know you told me that you use several online dating sites. Do you believe online dating is a better alternative than actually going out and mingling with people?
No, I don't. I would rather someone come up to me and speak to me. But you already know, like, men now have become apprehensive when it comes to approaching a woman. One, because let's just be real, half the time we're not nice.
That's true.
For me, like I'll speak. If somebody say something, be like, hey, how you doing? You know, I'll speak. But most women, my nigga, they will cuss you. I don't even know why you sitting up here talking to me. Nah, I'm good. You know, just being disrespectful. So most men aren't gonna try to approach you if you over here acting, you know, all he said was hi. Nah, I'm good. I got a man. Baby, slow your roll.
Mm-hmm.
All he said was hello.
That's true.
He didn't say he wanted to take you out nowhere. He didn't say he wanted to smash you, nothing. All he said was hi. You got the nastiest attitude because this man said hi. Now if somebody said fuck you bitch, you get what I'm saying? Then you be like, oh, he's kind of cute.
It's some ratchet people that be like that. Not all women are.
Right, but but still, like,
let's clear that up.
Right, but they men are still apprehensive as far as approaching us. Like, they're like, I'm good because I don't want nobody to embarrass me. But I would rather a man come up to me and say something to me.
I would too, but I don't know. I guess I'd be looking mean when I'm out. I don't know.
I guess
I look unapproachable. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I'm a friendly person. Like, I say hi, I speak to everybody. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it is. When people see me, they're like, oh. You know that feeling where you be feeling like, oh, nobody gonna say nothing to you. And then when they say something to you, you shocked as hell. Mm-hmm. I think I get that reaction a lot.
I mean, let's just be real. We have the wretched resting bitch face. Like, if we don't smile, or if we just literally just sitting there looking, we might be looking off into space, honey. We don't look like the nicest people.
I do be smiling, though, when but I'm in a group setting.
But that's what I'm saying. You have to smile. If your natural face, if you had your, like, literally don't say anything to anybody, Mooney, honey, they will think that you are plotting to probably murder someone.
Probably.
Right.
Was.
Right. Same goes for me. If I don't say nothing, I look like bitch, period. Mm. That's why when I come in half the time, hey, how you doing? You know, I talk, I speak at least. Hey, how you doing? And that's about it. But that's why, I'm not going to lie to you, that's why if I see something that I like, mm-hmm. I am going to speak. And I'm going to hold a conversation. Me, I'm not scared to make the first move because I know these niggas not.
Well, that's good for you because I ain't on that yet.
I'm not scared to make the first move. I'm not scared to say, hey, how you doing? What's up? And if I like the conversation, you get what I'm saying? Or most of the time, once the conversation starts flowing and he's into it and I'm into it, most of the time the dude says, okay, well, you know, can I get your number? I would like to talk to you. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how that go. So, but I'm not scared to shoot my shot. I have shot it many a times. Okay.
So. I think what it is with me is I'm too picky because even if you like gorgeous and everything, I've been thinking about this man probably got somebody that's still on him, still connected. He probably got two baby mamas. Mm-hmm. He probably got a girl that don't want to leave him alone. Mm-hmm. I just be thinking about all the scenarios but, and then be like, do true. I really want to deal with this?
But that's what I'm saying. Yes, being in a relationship, you really have to think to yourself, like, okay, my name, do I really want to deal with what they got going on? Because if I don't want to deal with this, nah, you're good, buddy.
And truth be told, this a dude that I used to talk to mm-hmm. back in the day, not the one I'm talking to now, Kelly, because you know my business. Not the one I'm talking to now, but somebody else. Somebody else approached me. Mm-hmm. And this girl was flying him on Facebook, mm-hmm. saying, oh, this my boo. And then when it went down here, she was like, oh, no matter what go through, I'm going to always be his. And the girl just crazy. And he hitting me up like he want to start a conversation, like he want to build something back up again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not finna get in this with you and you got this crazy girl over here. It's not for my sake. Like, I'm scared. It's for they sake because I'm going to go off on them.
Girl, I'm with you when you're right because a similar situation arose way back when. And mm-hmm. I was like, so I'm going to need you to get Shorty in check because she's scheming on you a little too hard.
And they not. And they not.
No. This one did because baby, mm-hmm. he already knows me. Mm-hmm. So I told him, please check Shorty because I don't. Mm-mm. Well, if we go out, I don't want to embarrass nobody. I don't want to embarrass nobody. And this girl, well, she was in our social set. Like, we would see her. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And she had a crush on
all the men, though, always have control of a situation.
Right.
Even if he put her in check.
Well, guess what? She ain't never saying nothing. She ain't never saying nothing. After I said what I said.
I believe it. I'm just saying.
Right. Like, no, you're right, though. They don't always have.
I don't even want. Yeah.
Control, like, but thank the Lord.
I'm just laughing to myself, like. Mm-hmm. And then the funny thing about it is he is a very private person like me.
Oh, girl.
Don't. So for her to be putting him on blast right. like that. It's like I already know the type of dude he is. He don't like to be forced into anything. And I felt like she was forcing something on him that he really didn't want. He just wanted to chill.
Girl, you better preach that thing because that sounds so familiar. Hello?
He just wanted to chill. And I just know that he like the tip. He don't have no kids. Mm-hmm. She got two kids. Mm-hmm. He probably, I think he was, you know how people just tell their life stories on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She was probably asking him for money for her kids, and he bluntly just asked, why don't you ask the baby daddy for the money? She got an attitude. She put it all on Facebook.
What she got an attitude about?
Because he wasn't giving her no money for them children.
Girl, them not his kids.
Exactly my point. So now it's like he got to come from out of that. And he probably already know that people know this girl. Mm-hmm. Been putting your business out on blast. So it's like, do you really want to deal with it?
Girl,
I feel so sorry for him. And it's like, I know he's trying to find his way. Like if we don't end up in a relationship, I will always have love for this man. Mm-hmm. Not like love, I like love my life, but love as a friend. Like, because I really like him as a human being. And if anybody mess with him, he's a quiet storm like me. Mm. He quiet as hell, but he great.
God, sound like my current.
So it's like I get where he's coming from, and I know where he is mentally, because he's a black man, almost 30, have no kids, have no like serious like issues out in the streets. He be chilling. Mm-hmm. He goes places by himself. I am like him in many ways.
Right.
So for her to do that, I was like, oh, mind you, he ain't never posted. It was always her.
Tough. You better.
So it's like, listen, man, I feel for you, dog, but I don't know, dog. And then one of his homeboys just recently had a baby. So I know he's feeling some type of way. Like, dang, all my buddies, you know, got a boo and I'm still out here singing. Listen, man. This is the bad things about dating online, too. Because sometimes when you date online and when you put your business out online, everybody know your time on store. I mean,
right. I get exactly what you mean, girl, child. Listen, social media will get you caught up. It will get you caught up. You get your feelings hurt. Don't be claiming nobody and they not yours.
Huh. And she did it quick too. I'm like, baby, you must not know who this man is.
And that's that's another thing. Like, you have to pay attention to who you're talking to, who exactly. You're dating. And you know this man is a private person.
Exactly. You disrespecting off real.
You lucky he didn't cut you off right then and there.
Huh. He probably did.
And that's probably why she over there acting crazy. Crazy. Like that girl. Bye. Listen, I got a private one, so I can't even cut. Cut up. Okay.
Challenging. the whole time I was seeing this out, and then you know how you know that dudes have a type. Mm-hmm. And you know what's so funny? I think me and this other girl know that he was talking to both of us, but we still cool on social media. We be crap. We be like running jokes on him. We be like, nah, I don't need y'all to do all that.
Right.
We be playing with him because we know. We already know him. Her? Jesus. I was just laughing the whole time. She wasn't even his type at all. And I'm just like, Lord, let me just back away from the scene.
Back up in the bushes like Homer and that gift. Mm-hmm,
because when we get in a relationship, we be like, who you talk to? So he probably already know. I mean, she probably already know who he talked to in the past. But he's so private, I doubt he even told her.
Right, no.
I don't know. But anyway.
I tell people up front. So, yeah. So when you're dating someone, if you dating someone, period, like, would you tell them about your past up front? Because, you know.
I would.
You know, I'm up front. I'm an up front person.
But y'all have to remember, I'm a very quiet human being, so all my shit is on the low.
Mine is too. Don't get me wrong, baby.
I don't like to talk to nobody who know somebody I previously dated.
It causes so much. You be like, bro, how in the hell
do you? Because I don't want nobody to know my business.
This person. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I've had Like, I've met somebody online before, and this nigga actually knew a couple of people that I used to talk to, but they weren't like friends. Mm-hmm. It's just that
as long as they ain't friends,
no, they weren't. Or like, they weren't friends.
Like friend of a friend.
But it was like you said, in the social environment, I probably would see the other person, mm-hmm. and I'd be mm-hmm. like, bro. How in the hell? Miami is so
exactly.
Small. Y'all think it's big? No, baby. Them circles is small.
Everybody talk to everybody. That's why I don't want to talk to nobody that's been talking to everybody.
I'm talking about you done slid with a couple of dudes or a couple of girls that are either mm-hmm. friends or acquaintances. Mm-hmm. And now you got to sit up there and be like, do I tell this nigga? Do I tell this girl? Because they might not say nothing. So if they don't say nothing, then I don't say nothing. But if I don't say nothing and they say something, then it's going to be a problem.
And they find out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Y'all go talk to somebody in New York if y'all do go online dating. New York, up there somewhere.
Yeah, if y'all trying to move in a particular place, that will be the best bet. So you can already have somebody removed.
Right.
I'm just saying.
And if y'all do move, so please don't be thought a lot of when you get there. Because
you stupid. Hey, repeat that word.
Thought a lot. Okay.
You stupid.
I'm for real. Like, if you move to, like, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., because, you know, Washington, D.C. got the Nigerians. Okay, mm-hmm. Virginia, Maryland, they got the babies up north. Okay,
yeah, I be seeing.
Right, so don't go up there and just give yourself away. Okay, because then you're gonna be that's gonna be another problem. That's gonna be the same problem you move from.
Exactly. Like, what is going on? These people be crazy.
But, no, but I would rather somebody. I wish we can go back to actually having human interaction.
Yes, I agree.
Because this internet, this online dating, it ain't all cracked up to be. Like, travel. If you travel, you'll meet new people.
Exactly. It's like, not only traveling, even if you don't have a business that you're trying to promote or a brand, just go out to different networking events. Stop going to the strip club. Stop going to Iguanas. Well, people in Miami. Stop going to Fat Tuesday.
It got to the point where I used to go to Iguanas so much that I started knowing the people. And I said, I got to stop this.
Yeah, even in Fat Tuesday South Beach. Mm-hmm. Mm. Me and my friend Unique used to always be out there. We knew the people that was there. It's too repetitive.
It's like
you
redundant.
Keep seeing the same people. Mm-hmm. How are you growing? How are you building?
Right.
You how are you trying to find somebody if you're in the same circles all the time? You gonna run into the same spirit.
Right.
Period.
And staying home ain't gonna make it no better. It's like, I'm just gonna stay home because I don't have time for this. Baby, you better have time. You're gonna be by yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
You're gonna be by yourself looking. Like, because I'm like we said before, online dating, you get catfish. There's so many people out here trying to kill, murder.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that when you meet them in person, that's not going to happen, but mm-hmm. I would think it will lower your chances.
Yeah, and we're speaking down on online dating, but there are some success stories on
right.
online dating.
So, like Super and Lou. Super said, and her mm-hmm. dude, he slid in her DMs.
Mm-hmm.
She gave him a chance. Now they are getting married. They have a baby on the way. They have a perfectly healthy relationship. He seems like an amazing dude from what I can tell. So.
Well, yes, there are some good success stories. I haven't had one yet. I
thought I had a success, but that was definitely a failure. So we're going to we're just going to leave that alone. Okay, mm-hmm. But I'm going with the meeting people in person thing. I've been going out,
yes.
and doing different things and mingling. So,
yeah,
things are happening.
Yes. 2018, I really wasn't in the shell, but I felt kind of boxed in. I had to put myself in the box so I could renew myself in a spiritual way. So 2019, I'm gonna be outside the box.
Oh,
Y'all gonna see me on everything.
beast mode,
Okay?
everybody. Listen, I'm with you when you're right, sis, because baby, I was in my little box too, baby, but coming out strong 2019. Y'all think it's a game? Y'all think it's a game, y'all. If you only knew. If you only knew. But yeah, I know it. Beast mode out here, boy. I'm with you when you're
But
right.
yes, I'm gonna be beasting again. It's gonna be major beasting. Yes. So let me get to the untapped essentials of this episode, Computer Love. And I just love the name.
Computer.
Yeah.
No.
Ah, the old school music.
Right.
Ain't nothing like it.
Right.
But this episode of Brunch Tease Untapped Essential is, no matter if it's online or offline, the longer you wait for something, the more you appreciate it when you get it.
Woo!
Because anything worth having is always worth the wait.
Who life you know? Who life do you know?
I'm just living my own, baby.
Baby. If you better say that thing again, honey. Who life do you know?
No matter whether it's online or offline, the longer you wait for something, the more you appreciate it when you get it. Because anything worth having is always worth the wait.
And this way.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, do not feel any type of way because you see everybody getting married, everybody having kids, everybody doing this, everybody doing that. What people portray, I'm gonna just be honest, what people portray on social media is not always what it seems behind
Right.
the lens. You get what I'm saying? So just wait and wait it out. Like, wait it out, but don't shun it out at the same time. Because I ain't even gonna lie. I've been waiting, but I also been shunning anybody that try to come near me. I do the hiding.
You sure was
You
hiding on the
know?
road. Hi, get away from me.
I do the hiding real quick. But now I'm in the place in my life where I'm getting older and I'm realizing that I'm not gonna get everything that I want.
Right.
So I have to compromise. Cause if I keep continuing to want to get everything that I want, I'm not gonna get nobody. I'm not gonna get nothing.
It's like you said, you know what you can deal with, and you know what you can't deal with. It's certain things that you're not gonna deal with. Like me, I don't mind dating a man with children.
See, I had an issue with that. But I'm putting it to the side.
And I have a type, but
You have a type? I thought you always said I had a type. Me, I know that.
no, I'm saying I have a type, but don't like exercise it. So whether he's tall, hello,
Oh.
because like you said, you can't get everything you want.
Well, I have a type.
I have a type, but I've never really exercised it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've dated short dudes, I've dated tall dudes, I've dated skinny dudes, I've dated thick dudes. I have not dated a fat dude, but I've dated a stocky type of dude. You know what I'm saying? So, even though like I said, I have a preference, I just never exercise my right. Because I may not be everybody's cup of tea either. You feel me?
I feel you.
So, it is what it
It surely is, y'all. Yes, y'all. You th I'm about to start rapping, but yeah, so I don't know. It's like, even though I wanted to try online dating, it's a fear for me because I think I get a little paranoia from my parents. And I ain't gonna lie to one. Well, let me tell y'all about this experience because I just gotta tell y'all because this is probably where my paranoia come from. So I was back like 22, probably 21, 22, 23, around that age. So I met this guy online, and then we went to Iguana's. Like, he picked me up. This is why, if I can't meet you, we ain't going out on no date. So he picked me up from my house. We went to Iguana's. We was chilling. I ain't feel him, whatever, whatnot. The night went on, so he was taking me home. So he thought I was going to invite him in, or he thought we was going to go somewhere so he could do what he wanted to do.
What?
And I told him, no, like, I don't know you. I'm just meeting you. You asked for a date. You ain't asked for a relationship. You ain't asked for no extra. So, I was chilling. So, when I get out in the car to get in the house, this motherfucker speeds off with, like, tired
screeching
and all. And it don't take a lot to get me ticked off about something. So, if you do something small, I show you forever. So I was like, oh, hell. That's probably why I don't go out on dates.
Mm.
From that experience right there. Because I don't have time for bull. He kept calling. After that, even when he sped off, he was blowing up my phone. Thank God. Back then, they had block. I blocked him. He'll hit me up on social media. I block him. It just, I can't deal with that.
Wait, pause. So he sped off and blew up your phone like you were supposed to answer?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I think this was before I met you.
Nuts. It had to be, because I would remember that.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
Yes, it is.
At mm-hmm. the time, you already know what I had. When I met you, you already know what I had going on, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-mm. Nigga, that's crazy. I probably would have been traumatized from that too. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not gonna do that anymore.
And that's why I didn't do it anymore. Mm-mm. That's exactly why. Because I went on a couple before,
mm-hmm.
but it's just I don't know. I just think I'm gonna be honest. I just think people like to fuck me. I don't know. I do not know. And I know, sometimes we don't be wanting to get serious or whatever, whatnot, but no.
At this point in my life, I'm trying to be serious. So therefore, I'm not even entertaining anything that I can't see myself being with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come at me wrong, if you come at me like you just want to smash, you can forget it, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not trying to play with anybody in this point of my life. Tomorrow's not promised, and I'm not gonna waste tomorrow dealing with you.
Amen to that.
So there you have it. You got some tea for us?
Nope, I ain't been on social media. I've been focused. I don't got no tea for nobody.
Girl, who you tell? Got some tea? No, same thing over here. We been working. That's the tea, then. We out here working. Yes,
that's the tea. That's the tea.
Girl, I ain't been on social media like that to be saying nothing about nothing.
Mm-mm, nothing at all.
We out here working. Y'all gonna see what this tea turned into in a few months. Okay? How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
So we thank you for tuning in to this episode of Bronze Tees Computer Love.
Mm-hmm. If you have any comments, questions, or tea, you can hit us up on our email, brunchteespodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe to us in all social media platforms instead of title.
Right, on everything, because we on everything. Sheesh, we on everything. Every time I think about this, say all this. Okay, so Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Overcast.
I just say the main ones, cause baby,
yeah, that's too much.
Listen, just Google us. Brunch Tees.
You'll find it everywhere.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Subtitle.
We working on it.
Yes,
we But thank you again for tuning in, and we're going to holler at y'all later. We'll be back next week with what?
Mohi.
All right. For them ears. Right, right. So y'all have a good one. Peace out.
All right.
Peace.